Welcome to episode 2 of Chat with Matt, and this is Monday, 31st of December, 2018. That means, what does that mean, Matthew?
Tomorrow's 2019.
That's correct.
And today's New Year's Eve.
That's right. So it's been a while, Matt, since we've done episode 1.
It's been about 8 months.
It does feel like about 8 months, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been pretty busy and we've been tied up, and a lot's happened since, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, last time we were on recording, well, basically, we were just prior to when our karate graded.
Yeah, so, I think in the first one we were talking about karate, we went from green belt to our blue belt, which was about 2 hours, but Dad, because he triple graded to white to orange, was it?
Green.
Yeah, white to green. And then his next grading when we went to yellow, was it red? Or did you go?
No,
yeah,
so.
You went to blue.
I went to blue, and then I've graded back in, when was it now? October?
Yeah.
That was when we did our grading, wasn't it? So October time, yeah, I went to red belt. Matthew and his brother Zach. And my wife Emma, they went to blue belt. So, how was the grading, Matt? How did you find it?
All I'm going to say is Dad's a belt higher.
Yeah, but how did you find the grading? Was it hard? Was it easy? Was it everything you expected? Did you know your kata?
I knew my kata, but it was like the same as last time.
Was it?
To be honest, yeah.
Same hardness?
I'd say hard, but I'd say like the same like moves that we did, but not the same kata, because you get a white belt kata and an orange belt, and then all the belts you get a different kata to do to move on to the next one.
Yeah, what was the kata called?
Is it Heian Sandan?
That's right. So you did Heian Sandan, I did Heian Yondan.
Yeah.
And then now I'm doing Godan. Hang on, Godan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. And then, like I say, so we moved on from that. And then it was my birthday, where I reached the grand old age of
41.
41, that's right. So, yeah, I was 41 back in November.
The next class, not grading, the next class that we did, Dad had to stand at the front and count. And we are allowed to get into horse riding, so that's, you get down like you're riding a horse, and then you have to punch, and then you have to sing happy birthday to you, and then our sensei teacher would go lower. I'm like, oh, come on. How are you meant to do it when you're 80?
I don't know. You'd be down there after a week, wouldn't you? Counting to that age. So, yeah, so like I say, it was my birthday.
In karate, where is karate from?
Oh, good question. All right.
China.
Africa. No, not Africa.
I'm guessing.
No. You're right, kind of with China. It's actually, its very early origins started in a place called Okinawa, which is a small island in between China and Japan. And they think that's where the origins of karate started. And then over the years, it kind of had some Chinese influence.
The reason why I'm saying like Chinese is because our sensei teacher, she counts as like in Japanese, is it?
Yeah.
And I can do it.
Yeah, well, like I say, so the origins are, so the Chinese had some influence on the Okinawans. Sorry, because they used to trade. And then the Japanese, they basically conquered or tried to conquer, they actually did successfully conquer Okinawa, and the samurai took over, and the Okinawans developed karate, which basically means open hand, because the samurai, when they took over, the satsumas. That's what they were called.
Is that like an orange?
Yeah, yeah, that was, but the satsuma clan, they took over, and basically outlawed swords and most weapons on Okinawa. And the Okinawans basically had to develop a fighting technique which didn't rely on weapons. So that's how karate formed.
Well, because I say, like, our sensei who can count Japanese.
Mm.
I can. And then I said I can do it. I'm going to do it now.
All right. Go on then.
Okay. Ich ni san ji go wug ich ya chow ju.
That's not bad. We'll wait for the floods of Japanese emails to come in and say how wrong we were, or how wrong you were, shall I say, counting that, and how wrong I was. I'm probably getting the origins of karate wrong, but yeah, I'm sure that's what I've seen in the documentaries anyway, so like I said, how good that Japanese translation is, I don't know, but
so if it's wrong, if it's wrong, don't blame Dad or Scott, blame documentaries of karate Japanese
and the karate counting system.
Yeah.
Right. So, Matt, anyway, so the more interesting news is it's been Christmas. What would you say as a message to our listeners out there is the kind of the main thing to think about at Christmas time? What's the meaning of Christmas? What does Christmas mean to Matthew? If you had to sum it up in a kind of a theory, or what does Christmas mean to everyone?
Means it's a time where you decorate your Christmas tree.
Right.
You be kind to one another.
Right.
Your family comes over. You have a dinner together, and like, so say if like someone is like you haven't seen them for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Christmas is like a time where they can try and come over and see you for like that day.
Right.
And then the 24th, Santa comes and then he leaves presents under your tree, and then you wake up, you rush downstairs or wherever your Christmas tree is.
Yeah.
And then you look under your tree and you find presents.
Right.
And you just laugh at and scream about what you've got.
Right. And we've had some the listeners, the fans, Matt, of the show.
Yeah.
We've had some letters in, and
No really.
And where would you email to get some feedback? It'd be feedback@chatwithmatt.net. That's right. So if you email feedback@chatwithmatt.net, you can leave a message for Matthew. And I took the liberty of looking through the emails, actually, before the show today. And we've had an email in from Louise in Texas, out in America. And she wanted to know, Matthew, what was your favourite Christmas present?
My favourite Christmas present, I had two.
Right. hopefully not a cough.
No. They link up.
Right.
I had a monitor, like a TV monitor.
Right.
And an Xbox.
Right. Wow.
One. Not 360. No.
An Xbox One, yeah, that's right. And and like I said, that was probably, was that your favourite present, would you say?
Yeah.
Why would you say it's your favourite?
Because we used to have, we still have an Xbox that my brother plays on. So that like I can, that he's playing them now, and I've got him as a friend. So we can like play like Fortnite in a duo, or say something that we can play two player on an Xbox to an Xbox, and it's in the same room, so we don't need like a mic or phone to like communicate,
right,
and to like speak, so we can just speak to each other.
Mm.
And this chair is dead creaky, so
I know
if you hear, sorry.
Yeah, and maybe that you should put that on your next Christmas list, a new chair.
Yeah.
So. Right, and we've had Sam from Manchester.
Okay.
She wanted to know, Matthew, what do you think of vegetables? I think she's probably meaning they're on your Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
So what vegetables do you think of vegetables
The most worrying thing I've ever tasted.
Oh, you do not mean that.
Yeah, I was having broccoli with my family.
Yeah.
Including Scott, well, Dad, as I call him.
Right.
And there was this piece of broccoli.
Yeah.
I was mashing it in with my mash. At first, I hid it in the mash. I tried to get away from eating it, but my mum and dad saw it, so I mashed it in with my mash, and then I ate it, and then I put the worst custom. I put something worse in, but it's not worse on its own. Vanilla Coke. I had broccoli, mash, and vanilla Coke all in my mouth. I couldn't eat it. I put the vanilla Coke in my mouth to try and wash it down, but no.
No. No. What's wrong with broccoli? Broccoli's awesome.
No, it's not.
Get it down, you lad. You'll be having some more of that tomorrow.
No.
Oh yeah.
No. No.
In fact, I think I heard Mum say she was going to make broccoli butties.
No.
What?
You're not shoving any broccoli butties down my throat.
Right. So anyway, tonight, Matthew, at midnight, as you well know, it's New Year. And it will become the 1st of January 2019. Right, so what would you say, looking back over the last year, was your highlight of 2018? What was the best bit of the whole year? What would you say the best bit was?
America.
America?
Yeah.
That was your favourite bit? Yeah, that's... So just for the listeners, that was when we went on holiday to Florida. And we did...
Parks.
We did Universal Studios. And we also went to SeaWorld, didn't we?
It was called Sea Life.
No, SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah.
That's the part of SeaWorld. And we also did some various other bits and pieces. Matthew held a crocodile, didn't you?
Yeah.
And...
me and Dad, when we went to SeaWorld, there was these jellyfishes where you put your hand in.
Yeah.
My brother was too scared to do it.
They weren't jellyfish, they were stingrays.
Oh, yeah, they were stingrays, but... I'm 7,
right.
So that's 11,
yeah.
Kind of round, I don't know,
right.
That's about 4 years older, three.
3 years older, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't have time to do the maths, and I'm like, if I can do it, why can't you do it? Dad kept putting his fingers near the tail, didn't you, Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did that, and we flew out, and, yeah, it was really hot, and there's a fair few pictures of me sweating, so, yeah, it was a pretty sticky, hot situation out there. Typical temperatures were about 33 Celsius out there, weren't they?
It looked like I'd just dived in the pool.
Yeah, there was a couple of times where it looked like I'd just literally come out of the pool, and that was probably after about 20 minutes of walking around in the sun. But, yeah, that was probably our favourite bit of 2018. I've got to say, Matt, I'm probably going to have to agree with you on that. It's,
yeah, more Emma. I know she's my mum, but they wouldn't know that if I said just mum.
Well, you can still say mum, because they'll know it merely mean Matt's mum.
Yeah, so... We went to Portugal, like, 2 years ago.
Mm.
And she was like, that's okay. And speaking of Portugal, right, I know this didn't link up to 2018, but it was in the 2017.
Right.
We went to Portugal. I went to the food bar, and he asked for 4 strawberry ice creams and 4 chocolate ice creams. And then he said, and then the woman says at the bar, there was this band saying, can I have it free? The woman says at the bar, who else is having some? So I just point over there. I just say my dad.
Right.
So I get 8 ice creams, 8 spoons. I'm carrying it in my shirt. I'm dropping them. I pick them back up. Even this man has to help me. I come back to the lounge chair and I'm like, and then my mum and dad are like, how many ice creams did you get then? Eight.
Yeah. So what it was we went all inclusive, and there was a little hut at the side, like a poolside bar, and you could get ice cream there
for free.
For free, because Matthew had because we all had bands on that said we're all inclusive.
I absolutely loved it.
Matthew decided upon himself, mind.
Because
it was free. Matt seemed to take that as a challenge to eat them out of ice cream. So he came back with a t-shirt loaded, rammed full of ice cream tubs. And probably, I think, mostly ate them all as well, if I seem to remember. Yeah. So, yeah. So that was the adventure.
I was planning to eat them all myself, but, you know.
Well.
So, I got most of them.
Yeah.
And there was like plastic spoons. Oh my god, that was so bad. I choked on a bit while I was eating it, and a bit fell off my plastic spoon, and I put a bit of ice cream in my mouth. A bit of plastic went down with it.
Oh, what? You never told me that.
Because I didn't want to.
You've ate some plastic?
Yeah.
Well, that's dangerous.
I didn't know.
You don't eat plastic.
I didn't know it was even in there. Well, I'm still alive, so.
I hope it came out.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, so apparently Matthew now eats plastic as well, which
I
didn't know about.
No, I don't eat it. I accidentally ate it. It was in my ice cream.
Right. So there we go. So there's that. So, Matthew, what can you hope for 2019? What would you...
Going back to America.
You want to go back to America?
Yeah.
That's your big hope for 2019, is it?
No.
No?
No.
What's your big hope for 2019?
Getting a Nintendo Switch.
A Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
That's the most important thing?
Yeah.
What about, you know, all the things you're supposed to say, like world peace and...
World peace?
Yeah. And an end to hunger and an end to famine and all the...
Famine?
All,
what's famine?
Or hunger. And all the things that you're supposed to wish for in 2019 and every new year.
I'm wishing for a Nintendo Switch.
Right, so despite all that, you're still wishing for a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
Right. Oh dear. Right, so...
I'm a kid!
I know you're a kid.
Why would I bother about family hunger or whatever?
Because you're supposed to want other people to have it as good as you.
Okay, I wish my granddad Dave and all my other family gets food.
I think they've already got food, don't they?
Even Patrick.
What? Yeah.
Patrick Carr.
Right. I think we were more like talking about generally in the world, but anyway.
Okay. I wish my uncle Patrick would stop doing dialysis and just get better like that.
All right. There you go. So, yeah, get well soon, Patrick, if you're out there listening.
Yeah, because you will be, because I'm going to show this you.
That's right. So, there we go. I think that's 2019's hopes and dreams all wrapped up, and we've had a pretty good 2018. It's been a little adventure, and I'm sure there'll be many more adventures to come. And if you want to get in touch with you, Matt, where do we go again? It's
feedback@chatwithmatt.net.
Chatwithmatt.net, that's right. And if you go to chatwithmatt.net, you can see...
buy some merch.
Go buy some merch. We just have the small issue, Matt, of we have no merch to sell.
What?
Well, where...
Can we make merch, please?
Where do we make merch?
Try and find a merch company.
All right, so... If you're out there, any merch companies, we need some Chat with Matt mugs and t-shirts.
But listen,
yes,
the Stephen Wind-Up Show, he's not a YouTuber or whatever, but he still has merch, don't he?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I want my own merch so I can get clothing and socks and mugs for free, because it's my company.
Well, yeah, but you don't get them for free. You have to sell them.
But what about if I want it, I'll take it. You know.
No, you can't just take it. You have to
it's mine!
Well, it's not yours.
It is! I asked them to make it. It has my initials. Well, not initials. Quickly, it has my signature on it. Why can't I just take it for free? It's mine!
I think we need to teach you the concepts of business here, Matt, at some point. But no, it's not just yours because it's got your name on it. It's your stock.
I made the design.
Right. So, but why would the merchandise company give it you for free? They want you to sell it and make a little profit.
And give all the money to me.
Well, no, not yeah. Why? Yeah, but they're making the cups for you and the baseball caps.
And I'll give some to them.
Right, so there we go. Any potential companies? Apparently, Matt thinks if you're going to provide some merchandise, that Matt's entitled to all of it by default.
Your paycheck for every week is £20.
£20, right?
Yeah.
So when we get this merchandise company. Yeah. And merchandise to sell in our non-existent store at the moment.
What?
Well, we'll work on the store a bit. I've only got the website up at the moment. We haven't got the store.
Okay.
So the store will be coming with the merchandise when we get supremely popular.
Go into what was it called? The email that
chatwithmatt.net.
Yeah.
And that's where you can see the website.
No, what's that email thing?
Feedback.
Yeah, feedback@chatwithmatt.net.
Yeah.
Go and check that out. Dad, put a shop on the side.
Mm.
So you can, when you use feedback, you can do your feedback.
Right.
And then instead of just putting up, I'm just going to put up this, I'm going to put up that, you can just go off your thingy and then just go and then just do it on that one.
Alright, so when we get this fabled merchandise store.
What's fable mean?
Non-existent, doesn't exist yet. Well, that it's like a hope and a dream.
Yeah. My dream store.
Yeah, when we get this dream store.
Yeah.
What will you be selling a mug for?
£1.50
for a mug?
It's not going to be like just a small mug. It's going to be a decent size.
Right. And the baseball caps, what will they go for?
50p.
50p for a t-shirt? Brilliant.
You said baseball cap.
Oh, baseball cap. Sorry, I was getting ahead of myself. And so 50p for a baseball cap, and then the t-shirts.
If you buy a t-shirt on itself, it's 70p.
Right.
If you buy a t-shirt and a hoodie, it's £1.
So we've got to sell hoodies now as well?
Yes!
Jesus. All right, so...
And zip-up hoodies are... They're
£1
as well.
Right, £1 as well, right. Note for the listeners, those prices are not legally binding and...
What do you mean they're not legal?
And...
What do you mean they're not legal?
Prices may vary from stated description.
You mean...
Just FYI. So, when we get this merch anyway, Matt, and you've got your little store there, and people are rushing to the website to buy their Chat with Matt t-shirt and or hoodie.
Yeah, I'm designing the t-shirts and the hoodie, and on some, just some, not all of yours.
Yeah.
You'll get it specially signed by me.
Wow. If you're designing the t-shirt, maybe what we'll do as a special promo for the up and coming products that we're probably not likely ever going to get. Matt will be putting a logo. He's going to draw himself that we're going to have on the t-shirts ready to.
Yeah, after this, right now, I'm going to go and think of a logo.
Right, perfect. Well, that was episode 2, everyone, of chatwithmatt.net. Matt, have you got any final words?
Yeah.
Go on.
When my website comes out, buy some merch!
Right.
And cups and every other thing I'm going
to
sell.
Right. Maybe you'd like to wish the listeners a Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
On the feedback@chatwithmatt.net, can you put in what your best Christmas present was, and you put in what you got for Christmas.
That's right. And we'll...
I'm putting the best, what you think is the best thing about Christmas.
All right. So there we go. There's Matt's wrap-up summary, and... wishing everyone a Happy New Year, and hope you had a lovely Christmas, and We'll see you again soon in
Chat with Matt. Chat with Matt episode 3.
Well, I was going to say more like
in chat with
2019, Matt. But
in 2019, when it's going to be the Chat with Matt 3rd episode.
Bye-bye.